you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. So good to hear from you again.
I appreciate it. The 2017 total solar eclipse, which fascinated Americans for a week, cast a good portion of the contiguous United States in total darkness. It was, of course, beautiful and awe-inspiring to behold, and I wasn't there in person to see it, but I can imagine how really remarkable that would have been to see. In business, though, an eclipse just cast darkness across your whole company and puts the employees in a state of darkness. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that interesting analogy you're using there, comparing the eclipse of the sun by the moon to this eclipse that we have in business. Having run Microsoft for 37 years, I can tell you that if you put your employees in darkness or you eclipse them as you would, they're going to be less loyal, less willing to sacrifice their time and their effort in helping your company be successful. And so, while the eclipse that you refer to, the solar eclipse, was very awe-inspiring and very interesting, it is a form of darkness. We get that every 12 hours of a day, mm-hmm. or so. We get this eclipse, as you would, as the sun goes behind the earth and the moon comes out. We do have this darkness, and depending upon the level of darkness, whether it be clouds or any other thing that blocks that sun, that solar, from hitting us, we don't feel that warmth and that strengthening that we get when the sun is out. Mm-hmm. We all like sunny days, as long as it's not too hot. But thank goodness that we don't have a total eclipse, 24 hours of a day. And by the way, in the winter time in Alaska, there's times when there's virtually no sun at all. Yeah. That you're in darkness, and it's very depressing. And these people talk about how they try to fight that depression by bringing in artificial solar light, just to get their bodies re-energized, as you would. And so, when you have your form of management, or if you're an employee, if you have a manager or management that is not transparent, that is not letting the sun come in, not letting that information flow, you're going to be unhappy. You're going to have unhappy employees. Almost anybody can take bad news if it's delivered in the appropriate way. Mm-hmm. And so, by you not sharing the dilemma that you're facing with your employees, it just puts them in darkness, and they become uneasy, and they're going to go look for another job, or they're going to be less productive. So maybe you don't want to share some of the dilemma with your employees because you'll feel they'll leave. Well, by not sharing it with them, is they're going to leave anyway.
Right. And you say it is a failure of leadership, in essence, to have this darkness that can fall on the employees. If they're not in the light, so to speak, and like you said, using it, the leadership's not providing transparency, it's depressing for the employees. And another analogy is you like to say it's kind of like having a ship that's going through the ocean rudderless, it doesn't have any direction.
Right, because they're not receiving any information, mm-hmm. and so they'll conjure up their own. So, you know, you cause a vacuum, it'll get filled. Don't let that be the way you run your business, is by causing this vacuum, because it will be filled. It'll be filled with whatever they want to conjure up as the information that they believe is happening.
Can you be the light as a leader in the company? Can you, I mean, obviously the culture has to be there that is one of transparency, but is there a way that you can be that beacon of light in the company?
Sure. I mean, just like, the lighthouse is on the shore, before we had GPS, the ships would be guided by the lighthouse. That lighthouse was a beacon that would shine through the fog or the darkness to guide the ships safely to shore. And so you, as a leader, had that responsibility of being that lighthouse that will keep the company or the ship from running aground or capsizing in rough seas by leading it safely to the harbor. And so that's your role as a leader, is to be that beacon of light that shines through the darkness and delivers those souls to safety.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
And of course, I'm Rob Artigo, guest host for this edition of Tough Things First. Ray Zinn invites you to check out toughthingsfirst.com, where you'll find links to his Facebook page, LinkedIn, and Twitter pages. You can join the conversation there, chime in with your questions or requests, and learn more about Ray's book, Tough Things First. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.